This is Sam Dharmasena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.
Elections Canada is 100 years old. We started in 1920, so that was even after the Spanish flu, so-called Spanish flu 1918 pandemic. So, you know, this is really different for all of us, and we appreciate voters' cooperation and their patience.
Federal by-elections are underway in Toronto Centre, where Ryerson is located, and York Centre. I spoke with Natasha Gauthier of Elections Canada about planning their first election during the COVID-19 pandemic, what they're learning from other elections across the country, and what voters can expect at the polls on Monday, October 26th. Natasha tells me that 6,300 people voted at advance polls in Toronto Centre and 8,000 in York Centre. For folks that are voting on October 26th, you have to vote at your designated polling location. Your voter information card will tell you where to vote, but if you didn't get one or you've misplaced it, you can always find your polling location by visiting the Elections Canada website, elections.ca. Once you know where you're going, as usual, you should bring your voter information card if you have it. You should bring ID, like your driver's license, that shows who you are and where you live. Those steps are the same as before, but now that we're navigating a pandemic, you should also consider bringing your own mask and hand sanitizer. But if you don't have those items, they're available at the polling location also.
When you come in, you will probably meet someone who is at a table. They will be wearing a mask and a visor, and they will likely ask you for your name and your phone number. And this is to help the city and the province with contact tracing efforts. So that's a new step. When you go down to the actual polling location, or as you make your way through your polling location, there will be tables set up to register voters. So in Canada, you can register when you go vote at the polling location. You don't have to register in advance. All of our staff will be wearing masks. They will be wearing visors. Some of them will be wearing gloves. You will see people frequently wiping down and disinfecting and cleaning surfaces. There will be hand sanitizer available at stations for voters. We have masks available for voters. And we do encourage everybody to wear a mask when they go vote to protect themselves and to protect other voters and our staff as well.
From there, you'll get a single-use pencil, but you're welcome to bring your own. And another thing that's different is that there will be one poll worker at the desk instead of the usual two. The poll worker won't take your ID this time. You'll show it to them, but they won't touch it. From there, Natasha says the experience will be more familiar. The poll worker will direct you to your poll number box. You'll go behind the cardboard screen to mark your ballot, and then you'll put the paper in the ballot box. And if you're voting in a smaller polling location, Natasha says you may be asked to line up outside since Toronto has entered a modified stage 2 and there's a reduced indoor capacity. These are the changes that work towards a safe election for voters, poll workers, and candidates.
It's part of Elections Canada's mandate to be ready to deliver an election at any time. Now, in Canada, we have fixed date elections, but that doesn't preclude the Prime Minister from calling an election at another time. And certainly in a minority government, as we are now, there could be a vote of non-confidence. The Prime Minister might decide to call an election early before that four-year period is up. So that's the reality of living in a parliamentary system. And so we really need to be ready to go at any time.
I asked Natasha how Elections Canada decided on all of these measures, and she tells me that they put together a working group of about 20 senior managers with different areas of expertise, HR, operations, finance, legal, and many more. And they looked at the different ways that a pandemic impacts the operations of an election. Natasha tells me that they also worked very closely with scientists.
And of course, this was done in close consultation with public health authorities at the federal level and also the provincial levels. I mean, we always say we're experts in delivering an election. We're not public health experts. So that's where we brought in their expertise, especially when you're dealing with a situation like COVID-19, where it's a brand new pathogen. We are learning about it, about how it spreads, about the best ways to mitigate it as we're going along. So it's been super important for us to have those relationships with the public health authorities so that we're always basing our decisions on the latest science that's coming in and what they're telling us.
She adds that Elections Canada is always in conversation with their counterparts nationally and internationally to share information and best practices. Each electoral district is different, but Natasha says that it's been incredibly helpful to learn how others are navigating the pandemic.
We're looking at what other jurisdictions are doing as well. We know that there have been provincial elections in New Brunswick. BC is having one. So BC, for example, they It's really interesting because it varies place to place. So what they saw in New Brunswick, for example, is they were anticipating a higher number of requests for mail-in ballots. And while that number did go up, it did not go up to the extent that they thought. Where they did see a big increase was people going to vote at advance polls rather than on election day. But New Brunswick, I mean, they don't have a large number of cases, right? They've been in that Atlantic bubble. Their election was kind of earlier in the year, kind of in late summer. So before we've been seeing that second spike kind of hit, the second wave hitting Canada. So, you know, these are all factors. BC has been a different situation. They've seen a huge demand in vote by mail requests. So these are things we're watching. And obviously we're watching the US election as well quite closely from an administrative and operational point of view.
There's a 6-day period where advance polls have ended and you can no longer register for mail-in ballots. The only option would be to vote in person on October 26th. I asked Natasha what voters should do if they plan to vote on Monday, October 26th, but are no longer able to because of reasons relating to the pandemic. Natasha reminds me that this is similar to any other medical emergency. You should ask your healthcare provider at that point.
That's always the case in other elections too. Like, you could get sick the day before. You were planning on voting on election day and you come down with, you know, the stomach flu, or you're in, you know, an accident, you fracture your ankle, so you can't go vote. So that unfortunately does happen. If you've missed that deadline to request a mail-in ballot, and let's say you're planning on going to vote on election Monday, but let's say you start coming down with symptoms next weekend, you know, we would strongly encourage people to call their public health authority and get guidance from them as to whether, you know, they should be going out and risking exposing other people. But basically, if you have missed the deadline to ask for a mail-in ballot, then you don't really have another option other than voting in person.
Natasha adds that they're taking the safety of poll workers just as seriously as the safety of voters.
Protecting our workers has been a big priority, like from the very start, especially recognizing that a lot of our poll workers do tend to be seniors, do tend to be older Canadians, wanting them to feel safe and that their health is a priority for us. So that's why you'll see them, you know, most of them are wearing the masks and the visors as well. Gloves. The training that they've received has been modified. So the training, for example, they had the option to have their training online if they didn't want to come in person for the training.
To learn more about the federal by-elections in Toronto Centre and York Centre, visit elections.ca to find a list of candidates, polling locations, and more. Don't forget, Election Day is Monday, October 26th, and polls are open from 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. This is Sam Dharmasena, and you've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.